awesome. Cops pull us over just to give us high fives. And they let us shoot their guns. Hi, good morning, everybody. I'll sing you a Good Morning Bear song. This is Good Morning Bears by Eddie Vedder. Good morning, Bears. How are you guys? Did you all see Farmland? It was awesome. I didn't see Farmland. This song really speaks to me. Me too. Because it's, you know, that's why Muhammad, you're not allowed to draw Muhammad's face. Because there's a real manipulative trick with that old Muhammad. Where if you don't depict what he looks like, everyone can fill in what they want him to look like. It's the same with this song. Like, this song could be anything to anybody.
Home sealer on a bus owner.
Everyone's like, yo, that song's about my dad's truck. I used to love my dad's truck. And someone else is like, no, that song's about my mailman who was always there. It's the same with Muhammad. When you don't depict his face, people can imagine the face to be anything. Isn't that interesting? And I know I played this yesterday, but I want to play a song to just put everyone in a really good mood. It's called Such Great Whites. I just think it really sets a nice tone so that everyone knows that, you know, we're just really good, happy people. Including the black ones of us whites. That's a mind fuck, but it's real.
Sometimes the world seems like a negative place, and people, myself included, can feel pretty ungrateful. Well, so let's do a song about all the good things. All right, here you go. I am fishing with my son. I got a license for my gun, self-protection suite, but thank God I've never had to use it. And my khakis fit so nice, I don't overuse this spice, salt will suffice. I love lemonade with some ice, and I can't wait to say hello to Officer Malone. I know so hard to keep us safe tonight, 'cause everything is awesome with such great lights. Calm down now, we have more marshmallows for more s'mores. Who doesn't like a nice bike ride right after church? Some checkers, Jeopardy with Grandma. We would love to swim and play badminton every day, but can't because we work a lot to ensure our future is so bright. We like beers with our friends that we know we can depend on. If we lose electricity, that would be fine with me. And we marry who we adore, 'cause it's good to do before having kids we can afford. They help with chores and s'mores. Everything is awesome with such great whites. Calm down now, we have marshmallows for more s'mores. Who doesn't like a nice bike ride right after church? Some checkers, Jeopardy with Grandma Jean. She won't admit she snores, but I don't mind. We have a nice white noise machine on the floor. Everything is awesome with such great whites. Calm down now. We got more marshmallows. Time for s'mores. Who doesn't like a nice bike ride right after church? And then some checkers. Grandma Jean Jeopardy. Everything is perfect with such great whites. Calm down now and have some lemonade. White people are just amazing people. It really is a privilege.
It's such a privilege. Well, I look a lot more put together today than in that video. I was doing yard work today. I actually got to wash myself. I'm getting a beard though. I got to shave my beard. I trimmed up the neck. I didn't want to look too Amish. So I was going to talk about the Amish today again, the Illuminamish, but I was texting with my boy Sabo, the street artist, and he's doing some amazing stuff. So I wanted to kind of highlight some stuff he's doing because it's incredible. Well, first off, I thought this was hilarious. I just love people that actually do stuff, like creatively, not destroyers, producers. You know, I like producers. I can't stand destroyers. You know, check this out. He made this. It's a bathroom stall. It just says it, and it's like a chick with a dick. And he, like, puts him on stuff. Because, like, Judd Apatow recently tweeted this. Kumail Nanjiani. Just, these are despicable human beings, by the way. I shot my hour special at the same time as Kumail Nanjiani. And he bombed so bad they had to add, like, tons of laugh tracks to his. He's not a funny man. He's a great actor. He's, like, really funny as an actor. He's funny in commercials. He's funny in shows. He plays his character hilariously. He sucks at stand-up. Anyway, so he wrote, I know there are a bunch of people upset at the Nazi comparisons, but the highlighting crimes by immigrants move is literally what the Nazis did with Jews instead of immigrants. I sure find a way to stop it. It's just nonsense. It's nonsense, right? So then Judd Apatow, you can't compare the Holocaust and the Nazis with anything, with enforcing immigration laws so that you don't get floods of people to vote Democrat because actual citizens of America won't vote for anything that retarded. Okay, so then Judd Apatow jumps in. Who's an alleged pedophile, by the way? Like, I've heard from like five different people that dude's a wicked perv. Anyway, so he jumps in and says, he's a Nazi. He wants no judicial process. No, in fact, he's enforcing the laws that were voted on by the legislature. It's the opposite of what he's saying. Anyway, he says, he kidnapped children and commits acts of violence for political gain to support his racist views. Not true at all. He admires violent dictators. Also not true. Trump is Nazi. The debate is over. Yeah, because it's always the non-Nazi that says the debate is over. That's sarcasm, by the way. The debate is over. I'm going to read this as a German. He's a Nazi. He wants no judicial process. He kidnaps the children and commits... I can't even talk like a German. I sound like a retarded German. He admires violent dictators. Trump is a Nazi. I've never really heard a German scream Nazi. The debate is over. Soon, we will have proof. He is a Nazi supported by the Russians. Well, I don't know. It's been 20 months now with the Mueller investigation of Russia, and so far they have nothing. But, you know, it's coming, isn't it, Judd? Judd is a disturbed man. And I like to highlight this stuff because it's not just random fringe people that are this crazy. Judd Apatow is a very famous Hollywood mogul who's in charge of most of the comedy world. And this is a real opinion he has. The Trump is a Nazi, despite the fact that, you know, Israel seems to be a big fan. He wants no judicial process. In fact, he's upholding the law. That's the whole problem. And the Democrats. So the new game, instead of cowboys and Indians, is commies and Nazis. That's like apparently what adults want to play now. So if Trump and his supporters are all Nazis, that makes Judd Apatow and Kumail Nanjiani, they're communists. And okay, so anyway, so this is just insane. Hello. All right, let's see what we got going on here. Am I back? Am I back, yo? Hello? I think I'm back. Is this the same stream or is this a new stream? Hi, everybody. I think my neighbors would be happy when I move, because then I won't, my power won't keep getting Sorosed. This is a new stream? Well, yeah, we just had almost 1,000 viewers, so of course you had to shut my power off. By the way, my power never was getting shut off before. That was like never happening. It's like so fucking weird and creepy. That's all right. So after this is done, I'll have to re-upload the video to make it all one video. I did that before. It's all right. Let's keep going. Conspiracy theorist. I know, right? We'll just keep rocking. I ain't scared, yo. So anyway, Judd Apatow, he is a Nazi. He wants no judicial process. So the debate is over. Trump is a Nazi. All right. So obviously at this point, you have to be fucking crazy to not see that the left are the Nazis. Because in real life, the left was, the Nazis were the left. They're National Socialists, right? So my buddy Sabo. Oh, and by the way, did I have super chats on the last one that I'm missing? Because that happened last time. Someone just take a screenshot, like Delev, take a screenshot and email it to me. Why didn't they laugh at gmail.com? If anybody had done a super chat that I missed, because I don't want to, I don't want to miss them. Coder Bear super chatted. I sent a super chat in case you didn't get it. All right, well, just let me know. It's because I attacked the Amish. The Amish are behind everything. They're everyone's puppet leaders. Anyway, so let's check out some stuff that, first of all, Judd Apatow and Pete Holmes are two of the most disgusting looking human beings I know. And I'm not talking about ugliness. Listen, I'm no Brad Pitt. I get it. I mean, I am 6'7", and I have a pretty sweet hammer on me. But those two look like complete, they're just disgusting looking. I don't know. I just find them absolutely disgusting. I think that, I've heard that they're legitimate creeps, but never really believed it until you just look at them. Just look at their faces. Because I'm kind of like a truffle pig, except instead of truffles, I can usually smell out pedophiles. I think I was being raised in Oswego, New York in the 80s and 90s. It gave me a sixth sense. No electricity for you. Yeah, the Amish are trying to teach everybody about how we shouldn't rely on electricity. That's why they keep dropping my electricity right as I... Have you noticed that the two times my electricity has went out this week have been when I've had very, like, specific points I'm trying to make? And I've had, like, 1,000 people watching? It's the Amish. EMP, proof, not crazy. Oh, I know. We should not rely on electricity. But let's be honest. One thing I will be thankful for, one thing I will be grateful for, is that technology is letting some asshole like me communicate to this many people. You know what I'm saying? And us to communicate with each other. And that's a blessing. And that's awesome. Bare Bones says, invest in Illuminamish. Buy birch wood. It's true. Back up to 610. Right on. All right, let's keep going. So, my boy Sabo. I was texting with him this morning. This is real, by the way. Hang on, which one's this? This is really in a shop in West Hollywood. It says, welcome all beliefs, colors, countries, sexual identities. We do not serve racist, sexist, homophobe, or assholes. Someone could easily say that writing assholes in a window of a coffee shop makes you an asshole because little kids go in there and stuff. And it's weird. Like, some people aren't degenerate parents. Yeah, so Sabo's my boy, right? So we're texting this morning about, like, what he's been up to. He's been, so this kind of shit's going up in Hollywood. So he's been putting up this shit. Republican, it's the German translation. This is a visual thing, so you guys got to see it. Republicans are forbidden. And then there's like a D with a circle around it. That's genius, guys. This dude is a wicked genius. We welcome everyone, assuming you are also Nazi. All right, he put it like, look at this one. And these are all like recognizable Hollywood restaurants. He doesn't give a fuck, dude. This dude is complete, like, just punk rock. Democrats, resist yourself. Do not buy the Republican. Here's another one. It's like, hey, get ready. More exciting improvements. West Hollywood Park. And right next to it, he put the German translation and the English. Republicans are forbidden. It's true. That's the beauty of art. And that's why artists are always censored. Because you can just show people what's happening with art. Just boom. There it is. Argue with that, bitch. Right in a yoga studio. Democrats, resist yourself. Do not buy a Republican. Here's another one. This is the Abbey. This is the most famous gay bar in Hollywood. Someone was telling me that the owners of the Abbey make so much money, they had to start doing all kinds of really weird money laundering shit because they were making like $400,000 or $500,000 a day, like on a Wednesday in cash, because the gays are so, a lot of them are such degenerated alcoholics and they don't have families that they would just, every day would just be a packed suck fuck fest in the Abbey. You know, because most heterosexual type bars, it's Fridays and Saturdays because they work for their families, you know, but gay bars, it's just a suck fuckathon every single day. So they were making so much money that they didn't know what to do with it. And so they called it the Abbey to mock Christianity, you know. And so Sable underneath it wrote Republicans are forbidden. Except I believe the owners are Republican because they got so rich. They didn't want to keep giving the money away. Because when the sucking and the fucking stops and everyone's balls are drained, you know, and half their friends are dead of AIDS, they realize that Bernie Sanders has some bad plans. I will say something good about Bernie Sanders. You guys want to hear something good about Bernie Sanders? He may be wrong about everything, but at least he's consistent. He doesn't want open borders either because here's the thing. You can either have a welfare state or open borders. And Bernie Sanders is against open borders because he knows that his nonsense plans will never be allowed. They won't work if you have a flood of immigrants. Isn't that interesting? So as much of a crazy psychopathic socialist, he's more of like a white nationalist, except for him, it's like the people of Vermont. He doesn't want immigrants either because he, you know, like a lot of the right-wing people don't want immigrants because it'll mess up our economy, you know, because if you have a welfare state, which a lot of people that are pro-market, free market don't like, if you let in people that don't pay taxes, they will mess it up because they'll get the benefits of the welfare state without putting in anything, right? So that's why a lot of the people on the right, has nothing to do with race, like literally at all. Zero, none, it's only money. Bernie Sanders, at least he knows that he can't have a flood of immigrants because then he's such a commie that he's like, the Republicans want the illegals so they can pay them $2 an hour and not have to pay the fucking minimum wage that I propose of $5,000 an hour. So I found that interesting. At least he's consistent. You know, he's wrong to a genocidal degree, but at least he's consistent. And that was a good sign for myself, to be honest, is because sometimes I wonder if I'm an ideologue. Like, I'm like, okay, rational. Always be rational. And so then when I heard Bernie say that, I immediately was like, oh, good for Bernie. And that allowed me a glimpse into the fact that I'm still not an ideologue. I still am looking for consistency, and I don't just hate human beings where they can't say something that is redeeming. Where I'm like, at least he knows that his nonsense plan can't possibly work if there's just tons of immigrants. And for people that think that... you know, when all these nonsense people, these complete morons, are like, America was founded by immigrants. Yeah, that was before the welfare state. That was before the great generation of the 60s made it so that will never happen again in a fair way. A third of immigrants used to go home because they were like, it was so hard living here. Now, immigrants come just to get free shit. And that never used to happen. That didn't exist. Like when give us your tired, your huddled masses, all that. That was before the welfare state. The welfare state is what changed everything so that you couldn't just have tons of immigrants come, because it used to be like there was cuts for the football team. Like, let's say there's the Patriots, and if you don't run a 4.5 40, you can't stay. And so, yeah, welcome. Anyone who wants to try out, come. Doesn't matter your race, your creed, who you like, whether you want to suck and fuck at the Abbey or not. If you can run that 4.5 40, you can make that cut. And if some fat bitch is like runs an 8 second 40, you got to go. But the welfare state would be the equivalent of the Patriots being like, you can run as slow as you want, you still will be getting paid by the Patriots, and that would bankrupt the Patriots. And that's the whole point of why it doesn't work anymore. But the Democrats are like, Nazi, Nazi, everyone's a Nazi. And so Sabo is putting these up, which I find amazing. Here's another one. I already did that one, the suck fuck fest. Republicans are forbidden. If you are Republican, you are not allowed inside here. So that's what I really wanted to talk about today, because Maxine Waters is encouraging people to attack Trump supporters. Like, that's straight up fascist shit, where she's saying, like, if you see a Trump supporter, you know, like, get him out of their car, yell at him, start a scene. And I think we're really on the verge of real violence coming, and the left won't win unless they have one of these drone swarms things. There's no chance. I mean, they have no weaponry. They're pussies. Like, the right still has the army and the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, police. The left has deep state guys and Hollywood and media and shit, but it wouldn't even be a fight. Unless there are these drone situations. I don't really know about the drones. I saw some video. I don't know how real it is, though. It appeared to be real. Where there are these tiny drones that can just, like, attach to your head and just fucking pop your brain out. And there's just, like, swarms of them. And that shit freaks me out. But other than that, the left is, I mean, they're just sitting ducks. Because most of the right is actually Christian and don't want violence. And everybody secretly knows that someone wants violence. So that's why you should resist violence until the last possible minute. Because it only will make us lose more rights. There's people that want us to fight so that someone swoops in and goes, okay, we must settle the people, so give us more rights, you know? So that's why the Meek Shall Inherit the Earth about the sheathed sword is important. And it really is. It's still important. It's still important to not engage in violence because it's a test. If there is a time when you are truly threatened and that comes up, I mean, the left is dead in the water. All right. Coder Bear says, for Blue Mountain Bear's future... listening, please read PayPal's, because you can't super chat when you're not live. Sure, I will. I'll check that out. Saw a bear in the wild yesterday. Epic. Oh, dude, bears in the wild are truly epic. Just watch out. If they have cubs, that's when you really have to just fucking back away. And never run from a bear. Just back away. And if they look pissed, just go, rah! Don't run from a bear. That's one reason that the moment I really stopped... respecting Sam Harris. I know this sounds so stupid and I gotta seriously give it a rest. Like, I really don't care. I don't, like, hate the guy, and I probably shouldn't give him this much shit, but it was when he was like, I'm rational. I'm telling you, like, if I see a bear, I run from the bear because I know rationality. And I'm like, if you run from a bear, you die. That's the worst possible thing you can do, is run from a bear. And so sometimes this, like, yeah, don't run from bears or cops. It's like sometimes these ultra, quote-unquote, rational people, they get so arrogant. They're hubris of, like, I've done the math. And if I see a bear, I run from the bear. It's like, well, then you're dead. Then you're dead, you fucking cunt. Thank you for sticking to your principles and not letting the left slow you down. You, Crowder, Shapiro, etc. are the Martin Luthers of our generation. Well, I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't compare me to Martin Luther. That guy faced a bit more consequences. But thank you. And I haven't been writing with Crowder the last 2 days because he's been doing some pretty amazing shit deep in. And I highly recommend you check out his new video about confronting the woman that wanted to firebomb his car. I couldn't talk about it. because I don't know, I didn't want to spoil the surprise, but he's got some balls on him, man. He's got some big old balls. Get out there beyond the pavement, Owen. Thanks. I don't know what that means. Beyond the pavement. Oh, is that like your thing? Your like things. Your name is Beyond the Pavement. Wow. You used your own branding in the statement to me. The Chinese and the international community want a second American Civil War so they can declare our currency as too volatile and step in with a new one. I wouldn't be surprised. That's why it's like, I can tell that there's somebody baiting. You know, like those shitty girls at bars that like want guys to fight? When they're like, yo, what you gonna do about it, Frankie? He just said your mama's a whore. Yeah, and the only one to profit is the woman doing it. Well, I feel like that's happening in America right now. But I don't think it's bad to do this shit Sabo's doing. In fact, I think it's awesome. Like this shit, show people what they're saying actually means. Like show people what the fuck real, like saying, oh, we won't serve Republicans. We won't serve half the country. You know, show them what the fuck that looks like. Because it's the same verbiage as actual fascist signs. That's the thing. Republicans are forbidden. Like, Apatow, I wouldn't be surprised if he was some sort of, like, fucking deep state mole or some shit. I mean, that guy, he's got pedophile written all over his fucking chubby face. Look at his fucking face. Look at that face. And look at Pete Holmes. Like, they're BFFs. Pete Holmes looks like a giant baby. Just that skin, that those wrinkles. Just, like, there's something wrong with their endocrine systems, man. There's something going on with those guys, I swear to God. And it's, like, their weird hatred, not hatred for women, but they're... You can just tell when people don't want... They're not attracted to, nor do they respect women. You can just tell in the way they speak and the way they talk. And those two just... You know, you have your gay guy, which I get, but they're not even gay. There's something off. I'm telling you, dude. Like, I know gay guys are like, oh, chicks are, ew, yeah, ew. And that's fine. That's their thing, because they just rather fuck dudes. But then there's dudes like those guys that just have no interest in women, and there's this weird, but they're not even gay. I can't explain it, man. It might be the soy, or it might be because they're, I've heard they're pedophiles, but, you know, I don't want to spread rumors or anything. I really don't. I have no proof. I have no proof they are, but I've just heard that from a few people. Some are pretty conspiratorial types. I mean, look at their fucking faces, man. I mean, look at these guys. And look at, I mean, Apatow is saying lies. Like, what that is a lie. The Trump is a Nazi, even though, you know, he has great diplomatic relationships with both Israel and Saudi Arabia. Not easy to do. Not easy to do, guys, to have the Muzzies and the Jays have your back. That's very difficult. He, like, Trump is incredible at surfing really ancient hatreds. I just want to know who's... I think the Amish are the ones behind all of it. The Amish. Yeah, the closest to the Nazis are the Saudis, in my opinion. But, you know, who am I? They accuse white masculine men of being oppressive, hateful, abusive while doing that to everyone else. Right, well, They want strong men to kneel. They want strong men to not have any balls because then they can rape their kids. That's pretty much how it is. And before anyone says anything about Jews again, it's not about being a Jew. Apatow is not a Jew. He's an atheist. He's a strict atheist. And so is Kumail Nanjiani. Like, those dudes are atheists. They're not fucking religious at all. Their religion is statism and probably banging kids. I'm not, I've heard it. I'm not going to start that rumor though. Yeah. Oh, and I put a link to get your own posters. Go to unsavoryagents.com/NaziPosters.zip. Download your own poster and decorate your local shops. Yeah. You are not going to start that rumor. I know. I'm not the one starting the rumor that Judd Apatow's a pedophile. I've just heard it from a lot of people, but I would never want to. I don't want to push something that hasn't been completely verified, even though tons of people say it, and he does look like one for sure. The link is in the description to get your own posters. Anthony Bourdain was a pedo. I don't know, man. I'm starting to almost see a little bit of light in the conspiracy theory about him. It's like, I didn't realize that he was talking shit about Hillary. I didn't, like, that's fucking, that adds a bit of a spin. That, like, I literally had no idea that he was saying shit like, oh, Hillary's operatives are tough to deal with. And the fact that he was dating a chick who had been raped by Harvey Weinstein and he was, like, making noise about it. And then he fucking hangs himself. Hanging is the ultimate cover death for a strangulation. Granted, guys, I'm not saying that this is true. The odds are still most likely that he just killed himself. But, like, it's not that wild of a conspiracy when you think about it, because when you have Obama saying stuff about, like, Bourdain, and they're like, how, you know, here's to trying new things and all these weird cooking shit that they've done in the past, it's fucking weird. Dude, Obama was just, like, 10 miles from my house fishing in the Adirondacks, and he didn't tell anybody, but, you know, people were saying that this big-ass plane landed. And then there was an article that he was just doing, you got blacklisted from the Joe Rogan show for being a libertarian. I talked to Joe yesterday. I don't know if I'm ever going to be on it again, but me and Joe are boys. We're doing fine. Our relationship is really good these days. No, Joe's good shit. I think Joe gets overwhelmed because his life is so fucking intense. I mean, I just imagine that, you know. He sits down with, like, so many of these people. I get to do this alone with the Bears. I don't like interviewing people that much. Captain Cutler just said something insanely funny. Owen has battered wife syndrome with Rogan. That's so funny, dude. That's so fucking funny. I have battered wife syndrome. Dude, that you just hit it on the fucking head. I really might. I might have Stockholm Syndrome from last time I did it. Like, I'm like, he doesn't mean to hurt people. That makes me laugh so hard because it's so true. I'm like, no, Joe, he doesn't mean it. Bro, that was a fucking home run of a dig. I have battered wife syndrome. Listen, yeah, Joe sometimes hurts people, but he doesn't... You know, he had a rough childhood, okay? If you had to deal with the things that he dealt with, you too would just bring on Kurt Metzger to just do meth, apparently, and scream. I think I may have battered wife syndrome with Rogan. Because I really do just really... He's just passionate, okay? When he punches me, it's like how I know he loves me. That's so fucking funny, dude. All right, anyway. The combination of art and politics is literally the definition of propaganda. This guy is just running around putting up propaganda posters. That's your opinion, man. I think it's fucking great. The combination of art and politics. But isn't all art politics? All of it is. Interesting thing, though. Listen. See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, that's a good point. I disagree. And Sabo's my boy. Hey, that's a valid opinion. I think it's propaganda is when you're trying to push a population. I think that what he's doing right now is revealing. Art, I think, reveals. Propaganda is more like advertising. You know, like, I think if you look at, like, Coca-Cola and their connection with Santa Claus with the red and white and all that shit and the polar bears and shit like, that is more propaganda because it's propagating imagery to get someone to do something. I don't think that what Sabo's doing is that. I think what it is it's revealing reality, which is, like, the left is saying fascist things. And when you're saying, you cannot eat in my restaurant if you are not one of us. I think that art, good art reveals. And that's why Peterson's obsessed with Soviet art, because it's so void. It's so empty. It's so, like, forced art. Art under oppression is either fucking awesome, like Shostakovich, or it's empty. Like every Netflix comedy special now is just garbage. How are you supposed to do comedy with propaganda? You can't. Chubby face, Big Bear? I resemble that remark. I got a chubby face. I got a chubby face, bro. There's nothing wrong with a little chubby face. No, when I'm talking about with chubby faces, I mean like the pedo chub. Like look at these faces. I can't explain it. There's just something going on with it. It's just like my instincts are like that. There's something wrong with that. Those dudes, I do not want them around anybody I care about. Check out Feather's poem on the Unbearables News. I'll check it out. I like it. I haven't been on the site lately, but I hear it's doing very well. UnbearableNewsNetwork.com. Oh, thank you, Justin. Very generous. Do you think Trump's trade war is a good thing? Harley's stock is going down and everyone's blaming it on Trump, even though Harley was a crap company to begin with. Stock was on steady decline before Trump came into office. I don't think that stocks are that related to what's happening at all. I think that the stock market is up a ton. And I don't like tariffs, but if you see it as like a poker game where you threaten tariffs to get other people to lower their tariffs and then you even it out, that's the move. I think that's what he's doing, but I'm against tariffs because it's a tax on the consumer. My libertarian economic policies are not big fans of tariffs, but if someone's fucking with us and we have the ability to not bluff, but be like, if you want this, we will fucking escalate this. And then people will back down. Like when it comes to Canada, it's like they're such a shitty little economy, just a shit little economy. I mean, their country's known for cold weather, maple syrup, and being a pussy, right? Tariffs are taxed on consumers. Exactly. They are. They're not good. But if you can use it to have other people back off their taxes, then it works. And I hope that's what he's doing. I feel like that's what he's doing. Because that's how you negotiate. You come in hot, you come in hard, and then you pull back. But I'm not a fan of tariffs. The Harley stock, I don't know. If I commented on that, it would be ignorant because I have no idea. I know that they moved some shit over to Europe, but that could be for a lot of reasons. I bet they have a lot of customers in Europe because Europe is 15 years behind America. So it's like right now it's 2000, you know, 3 in Europe. Like when I used to live in the Czech Republic, it was like 1990 there. You know, everybody was like, have you heard of Def Leppard? So like right now Harley's popping like hard in Europe and it's like still respected in America, but it's not like what it once was, you know. And so I have no idea. Like I have no idea what Harley's up to over there. There's a Harley Davidson in Kuwait City, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, you can get gasoline in Kuwait for like a dime. It's pretty crazy. Kuwait's a shithole full of money, too. That's when I really realized money doesn't help anything. You stayed in Prague for a month? Well, I was in Brno for a year. That's where I studied authoritarian governments and shit. There's a reason I'm slightly obsessed with some of this stuff. Man, I just bought Harley stock, too. Well, it's you don't think short term with stocks. It's a long game. And yeah. What do we got next? I don't know anything about motorcycles, and I don't know anything about Harley stocks, so I can't even comment on that. But I will say that you can't equate like short term shit like that with stocks going up and down, because if the stock had went up, the analyst would have said, despite what Trump did, it went up. You just don't trust the fucking media and their interpretation of shit. They all said that our economy would be destroyed because of Trump, and it's up more than I think any president in that amount of time. All right. Hey, Charles Manson. I mean, Big Bear. I haven't been officially verified. Can I be Mystical Bear? P.S. I swear we're not a cult. Welcome, Mystical Bear. And we're not a cult yet. I mean, I wouldn't mind a tax break. So we'll figure something out. I wouldn't mind getting, you know, 10,000 acres in Arizona, call it Bearzona. I mean, listen, these things aren't happening yet. All right. Have some shekels. Thanks, Bang Bang Bear. I have actual shekels, by the way. That's what it looks like when you do the Jews' bidding. You get actual shekels. Out doing estimates for my franchise all day. Sold my first job this morning while on the edge of shitting my pants. When life tests you, LOL. Have you watched Warren Southern's doc Farmlands yet? No, but I'm sure it's horrifying what's happening in South Africa. Is genocide, and it's not being covered because the news hates the whites. it's wild, dude. Oh, and good job, yeah, good job getting through that pants shit situation. It's from Shane. 2 acres bare here. I'm going to see the Don tomorrow. If I get in line in time and Fargo, North Dakota. Damn job. Beautiful weather here, man. Keep trucking, Big Bear, and have a great week, Bears. Hell yeah. I'm driving across the country Friday. I might just try and drive like 40 hours straight. I was going to ask some of the trucker bears if that's a very bad idea. I'm guessing it is. Yeah, I won't do that. Now that I say it out loud, I realize that that's a bad call. I should break that up. Robert, I always thought the pedo stuff was just a conspiracy, but as I look deeper and deeper, the truth is horrific with the amount of people involved. Oh, dude, just look at who's been already busted and who they hang with. It's crazy, dude. It's crazy. It is fucking crazy. Because it's the ultimate act of evil. It gets to a point where it's not even about sex stuff. It's about destroying good in the world. All right. The Illuminamish control Big Soy. They put it in the butter to make our dicks fall off. I have the documents. I can't believe you said that out loud, BMX Bear. You're about to get Bourdained. Wore socialism tee from Unbearable Store to JBP last night. A bunch of people wanted selfies with the shirt. Great advertisement. Oh, thank you, Learner Bear. And if anybody wants one, go to unbearableshop.com or unbearablestore.com and get yourself... Do I have one around here? Socialism always ends in starvation and genocide t-shirt. This is cops in Mesquite, Texas. Taser a kid, Graham Dreyer, to death. He was high on LSD. A video shows them tasering him to death, including the genitals. Murder. Will they be brought to justice? Are they above the law? Google it. I will. Let's take a look. They tasered a man's genitals. Graham Dreyer. Graham Dreyer. Mesquite defend their actions and death of Graham Dreyer. Highlights. Graham Dreyer died in 2013 from head injuries he suffered in police custody. Images, Wichita. In the dash cam video, the 18-year-old sustained fatal injuries while in the backseat of a Mesquite police cruiser. A night vision lens adds clarity to the image. I don't want to play the video because it'll take down my video, but one of the officers can be heard saying in a low, distant voice, "Mother expletive," which means fucker. Motherfucker, I'm going to kill you. In newly released court filings, however, the officer seen shocking Graham in the groin explains that what appears to be occurring in the video isn't what really is happening. The officer who issued the death threat dismisses it as a control tactic. All right. The Paris, Texas native had been arrested in the middle of the night on August 2013 while in the throes of a bad LSD trip. During a scuffle with five officers in which the 110-pound Graham was shocked with a taser, he'd bitten one on the finger and was arrested for assault. Disoriented from the hallucinogen, he can be heard asking where he is. Graham hurled himself around the back. I don't know, man. I don't know what the fuck the deal is. He bit someone's hand. I mean, the fact that they shocked his dick and balls is fucking horrifying. I don't know. I don't know. There's no way I can have an opinion on that. And I wouldn't want you to trust me if I had an opinion on something that there's no way that's just one. I don't know. Yeah, because you know which fingers, so your fifis are hurt. Farmland's depressing. Stealing land to return it to folks who never had the land in the first place. Oh, dude, it's straight racism. What's happening in South Africa? Phaser on stun. Oh no, wrong setting. Officer Spock. I was going to send a super chat, but Google wants my firstborn son. So yeah, you don't need to, Captain Cutler. Just like there are radicals on all sides, I stand with the police. Yeah, I mean, the police have had such a bad rap for so long now that I'm not going to jump on the board of just hating on police. I mean, the dude did bite the guy's hand. No one deserves to die for that, but if you, I don't know. There's no way we know enough about the situation. Like, let's say someone's, like, freaking out on drugs, and they bite your hand, and you're like, ah, motherfucker, I'm going to fucking kill you. And then, you zap him, and he dies. I mean, that's not exactly murder, but see, I don't know. What if they, like, brought him to a cell and then just started zapping his dick and balls? I don't know, man. I would move to Arizona in a heartbeat. Here's an investment in the property. Thank you. Have you seen the show Longmire? Thoughts on it? I've not seen it. I've lived it, though. I'm a bit of a Longmire myself. Swedish soldier here. Fun fact, soldier as officer are forced to attend gender studies classes. Females sold off, have their own internal feminist organization, about as fun as it sounds, send help. Oh, dude, America's army and military is becoming more soy infected as we speak. It's nuts, dude. It's nuts. It's fucking nuts. We never should have let women vote. There, I finally said it out loud. They're fucking everything up, and they're making it so you can't even criticize them because they're like, well, men are the problem. Men are in control after they got all the control. And now they're like, okay, now everyone's the same. No one says anything offensive to each other's faces. And behind everyone's back, we say the meanest, most nastiest, horrific shit. And we ruin everyone's lives like fucking mean girl bitches. Great. That's society. So it's up to men now to stand up against that. Not violently, you know. And don't get me wrong. I have battered wife syndrome with Joe Rogan. All right. Blaming the streams going off on the Amish is a cop-out. We understand you have to take a dump once in a while. It's nothing to be ashamed of. No, that's what that's an Amish shill. By the way, I swear on my children's lives, the last two times that really is, power has been shut off in my home as I'm doing live streams. It's fucking weird. That never used to happen. Saw a funny meme that said, Hitler not actually racist, just on Ambien. Just wanted to share that. That's really funny. Roseanne, I don't think, had said anything racist. That being said, that's a funny joke, which is weird. I almost feel like someone on the right is defected then to the left because, like, the left isn't funny. So I don't know who wrote that. Someone fucking flipped because that is really funny, but it's from the wrong angle. Someone's a turncoat because the left has no one funny now. So someone turned. Okay. No. All right. What do we got here? No, they didn't just zap him and he died. Watch the video. They torture him until he died. It is sick. Okay. Well, that sucks, man. You sound like if I don't start freaking out about it and demanding shit, you're going to like think that I'm like a dick. So I'm just going to slowly walk away from this one. Because I don't know anything about it. And if I watch the video, it will make it so my fucking stream goes down. And then you'll be like, oh, well, Big Bear's got shekels from the Mesquite police. Damn Amish. You know? I don't know. That's why I don't want to be a cop either. If someone bit my finger, there's a chance I'd just take a fucking hunting knife and just gut them. You know? I don't want to get my fucking finger bitten. That's why I don't want to be a cop or a politician because I just keep sending drones. Someone like attacks me on the internet, just drone swarm. You know, it's like that's what fucking happens. Joe Rogan is scratching his back with one of Owen's trees. You know, I mean, he's just really passionate. You should collab with actual Justice Warrior. I mean, it to him, he seemed interested. I mentioned it to him. He's involved with fighting school indoctrination. I'm down. I'm down for anything. Damon Grimes tased 35 miles per hour and killed in 2017. I don't know what any of this means. I'm going to typically side with cops in most situations because I think cops have... All right. Like, do you know how many unarmed black people were killed by white cops in 2017? 20 total out of 350 million people, not including all the illegals. That statistically means it didn't happen. Zero. You're more likely to die jerking off a hippopotamus. So, I'm just done with the whole fucking cop thing. I just am. I think there's so many more problems that, like, no one's talking about. Like, my buddy Guck has lost 17 friends to heroin/suicide. It's like 20 total in the whole country was a white guy shooting an unarmed black guy. And, I mean, I'm guessing a few of them were probably running. Let me hit up some of these PayPals. It's from Cody. Sending you some honey. Much love to you and your family. Filmed a horror movie in Morocco last year, and the Muslim makeup ladies weren't used to being around an American white male. They started calling me Wasim, which is Arabic for handsome. Would like to be formally verified as Wasim Bear. Again, much love. Keep pumping out awesomeness. Yeah, welcome, Wasim Bear. I'm sure you are handsome, my friend. And yeah, when you're around women that are from a culture of like incest looking fucking dickheads, and you're just like nice to them, and you just don't look like your parents literally were brother and sister, they're just like, oh, Wasim. They freak out. They just start ovulating because the incest rate amongst Middle Eastern people is so high that the fact that they put it on the fucking Southern people is mind-blowing. I don't know I think 80% of British Pakistanis are the product of cousins or some shit like that, or at least second cousins, if not first cousins. It's fucking nutty, dude. It's nutty. Like, I know a dude who will remain nameless who's very famous, who has done some huge shows for princes and people like that in Kuwait and Saudi Arabia and Iraq and all these places. Dude, they have like relatives they'll just keep in the basement because they're all like mangled from incest. And they'll like keep them chained up like right out of Goonies. They're like, oh no! It's bad, dude. The incest levels over there are bad. I want to know who else I think has issues with incest is the fucking Amish, though. Someone told me that the Amish are like so desperate for like new strains of DNA that they're looking for people to like, you know, donate jizz. Hang on, Gavin was ringing this bell a long time ago. Oh, it's a fact, dude. It's a fact. All right. Just look it up, man. It's nutty. Dude, and I knew this one Muslim comedian, shall remain nameless. Actually, I don't even know his name, so he will remain nameless. Who was telling me it's not that big a deal for cousins to marry because it's like enough genetic difference. And I'm like, what? By the way, some of the whites used to do that too, so I'm sure they still do. Like the Roosevelts, was it Teddy or Franklin married his second cousin? Like super rich people in America also are a little cesty. I think it was Teddy Roosevelt married his second cousin. Let me look that up. Yeah, Teddy. No, I think it might have been Franklin. Franklin Roosevelt cousin sex. No, sex they won't do. Margaret Suckley was a sixth. Or no, that wasn't it. Hyde Park on Hudson's wrong. Roosevelt and his cousin. My Republican parents had it in front of the New Dealer. I feel like you guys, spouse, Eleanor Roosevelt. Well, they have the same last name. Just kidding. Are they related? I think some of you guys know what's going on here. Was it Franklin or was it Teddy? Who married their fucking cousin? You guys know? FDR married his second cousin. I believe so as well. Roosevelt was a controversial lady. Marriage and family life. Early life. Anna Eleanor Roosevelt was born 1884, Manhattan, to socialites Anna Rebecca Hall and Elliot Bullock Roosevelt. Yeah, dude, they're fucking cousins, man. From an early age, she preferred to be called by her middle name, Eleanor. To her father, she was niece of President... Yeah, she was niece of Teddy Roosevelt. Dude. Eleanor had two younger brothers. Yeah, so, I mean, listen. FDR married his second cousin. It's like Teddy Roosevelt's niece, FDR married. And he already was a pretty... Obama married his uncle, Michael. That's pretty funny. Keep that demon blood in the family. Yeah, it was the same with the pharaohs in Egypt. Were wicked cesty. Wicked cesty. 1,200 concurrent. Smash the like. Thanks, Dom. Yeah, we got over 1,200 people watching now. We're breaking in. J.S. Bach married his cousin, Johann Sebastian Bach. Yeah, and then his grandson, P.D.Q. Bach, was actually more famous than him, and now no one remembers P.D.Q. Bach. White people need to get the family in order. Other races are dominating that field. That's true. Yeah, we apparently we're not cousin fucking enough. All right. It's from Michael. Oh, thank you. Generous, buddy. Hey, Owen. Forecheck Bear dropping by your cave to share some honey and high fives. Me and the fiance checked out the special you put out on YouTube, and man, you crushed it. You're going to have to come out to Boston. Fucking Boston. After your new baby is born, as I'm sure there's plenty of bears out this way. I mean, after all, the NHL team name is the Bruins. Get it? Yes, I do, baby. It means bear. That was lame. Ha ha. It was not lame. Sounds like you're ready to be a dad if you're making jokes like that, brother. Anyway, again, just wanted to share the love and thank you for what you do. God bless you and the family. P.S. I'm not sure how into metal you are, but there's a band named Killswitch Engage that has a song called Alone I Stand. Check out the lyrics, as they may be a defining creed for the Bears. Every time I hear it, it fires me up to the point of tears. And figured I'd share it with you. Much love, my friend. I'll screenshot that and take a look. Thank you, bro. It's good to see that you're engaged. Time to lock it down. Time to breed. I went on a 50th wedding anniversary for my aunt and uncle this past weekend. My aunt enjoyed your mom's I can't shovel the snow in the driveway by myself comment. Yeah, they seem to like that one. Terry, hey Owen, I was just thinking I came up with a hypothetical I would like your take on. Essentially, a while ago, you kept mentioning how your town turned against you and you brought up multiple times, my wife is almost the only person from a different race, etc., multiple times. So my question is, do you think you would have been more likely to give into the soy and instead of standing up, bend down, and take it where the sun don't shine if Amy was white? Well, I consider Amy to be white. I mean, I'm an optimist. I'm a glass half full kind of guy. And she's half Norwegian. So yeah, she is half filthy Mexican. Listen, I know it's a cross to bear and I understand it. No, it has absolutely no impact whatsoever. None. I think that it helped her see how crazy these people were. And there wasn't a lot of them. It was a small amount. But because of just the obvious hypocrisy of seeing just a couple white people be like, oh my God, racism. And she's like, you white bitch. Like, yeah. No, there's no bending the knee for me, bud. It just doesn't happen. In fact, I think that her being half Hispanic has made me extra not bend the knee to the alt-right people, because they're like fucking creepy ass, like, are you sensitive to some of our truth because your son is a quarter Hispanic or something? And I'm like, motherfucker, I will take your life if you ever talk about my son that way again. I think that that's like really opened my eyes to some of their racial claims that extra hit home to me now, where I'm like, oh, you're gonna fucking talk shit about the thing I value most in the world, which is my children. I will fucking end you and my wife, motherfuckers. Actual racists have such a cover right now because of the left. The left has called everyone a racist to the point where actual racists just kind of like, they just kind of, and a quarter gay, that's wicked funny. There is no alt-right. There is. They're very small though. Very small. They're basically like race socialists. They're fucking lame as fuck, but they're out there. Trust me, they're out there. Some of them just need a hug. And I think that I've helped with a few of them. I've helped with a good amount of them, because a lot of them have seen a world in which white people are so shamed and so openly mocked and shit, that it's easy for some like creepy voice to slip into their mind and go, have pride, have pride. And then they're like, no, being white is actually awesome. And that's the problem when you go too far with it, when you just shouldn't have shame, but then you start thinking that there's something extra special about being white, and that's scar tissue that happens because of leftist attacks on white people. Specifically white capitalists, people that white males in America pay 85% of the taxes, but yet we're blamed for everything. And so for that reason, actual racists can slip in and whisper lies. It's what happens when white people accept their victimization. Yeah, well, if people are so terrified of becoming that like cuck victim that they go too far the other direction, and those people do exist. It's just a fraction of what the left claims, but the left's hysterics are what's causing that to grow. And they're fucking awful, dude. Awful. I can't even talk to these people. Like, when they say shit like that about my son and they think that I'm just supposed to understand and be like, yeah, I mean, he is a quarter, like, I'm like, dude, I am obsessed with my wife, who's half Mexican. Like, I would die for these people. And you think you're going to fucking talk to me about racial superiority? Like, I fucking can't stand those people. And I think that really opened my eyes to some shit. Is seeing someone actually think that I won't be able to talk about racial IQ bell curves and shit because my son is a quarter Mexican. Of course I can talk about racial IQ bell curves. There's no, but a lot of people are so stupid, they don't even know what it means. They don't even know what a standard deviation means. They don't know what the difference between something existing and cause and effect and all this shit. They don't know anything. They're like, they're so dumb. They're just smart enough to know like some of these arguments, but they're so dumb they don't even know what they mean. It's so stupid, man. All right. This is a great way to describe it. Let's say that the average Swede male is 6'3", and the average German male is 6'1". Okay, and let's say there's one guy comes in and he's Swedish, and one guy comes in and he's German, but the German is taller than the Swede. And some retarded alt-right guy goes, no, the Swede's taller because of bell curves. And then the other guy and the guys go, but that doesn't mean anything. I'm taller than him. Bell curves are just, they're based on probability with millions and millions of people. And they're like, no, but you're taller because of bell curves. And you're like, you're so stupid that you can't even fathom what you're talking about. And that to me is really dangerous. Because a lot of the, yeah, you guys get it. All right. Greetings, Big Bear. Recently, my best friend in the Bear app, Sergeant Peterson Bear, contributed to PayPal to have me officially verified. And I would like to repay his kindness by requesting a song for his birthday, which is July 2nd. His favorite song is Wild Horses by Gino Vannelli. I know by the Rolling Stones, but you probably don't know that one. So any cool song from the 80s or improvised birthday song would be nice. I've been a fan for a year since you started appearing on Crowder, although I have been a silent bear because I hate YouTube and Twitter. Well, good. I mean, I'm not even on Twitter. I'm banned for life, so it's all good. I like your socio-political commentary as well as your advocacy for a strong family unit, but I especially enjoy watching you pick your nose every day on the stream. I didn't think anyone noticed that. That's why I keep having the power go out. Keep up the good work. God bless you and your family. All right, Wild Horses. Another one by the Stones. So Sergeant Peterson Bear. The only info you gave me was his name. That's kind of tough to go by, but let me give it a shot here. It's like childhood living is easy to do. Sergeant Peterson Bear. Bear, I verified him for you, for you. July 2nd, birthday for him. I don't know the Italian guy that apparently wrote this song. Wild, I don't fucking know. I need to know more information to be able to do a song. I can't do it just off a name. Electric Harmonica Company. Owen, if any bears are in Nashville area later this week, I'll be displaying the Harmonicaster Electric Harmonica at the Summer NAMM Show. NAMM. At Music City Center, all sorts of musical instruments and related stuff. The show is open to the public on Saturday. Bears are welcome to stop by the booth 1633 and check out the Harmonicaster. Love it. Check out the Harmonicaster. Stephen Jordan, show bobs or make like bear and be off with salmons. Okay. Oh, cubs, not bears. Oh, that makes more sense now. Show cubs or make like bear and be off with the salmons. I don't quite understand that. Cubs, not bears. It got very confusing by the end there, guys. What kind of songs you guys want to hear? Let's play a little music. Let's play some music. Amy's not short. She's alt height. That's wicked funny, Iceman. I bought them for you. I need your help, Big Bear. Talk to me, old bear. What do you need, buddy? For whom the bell curves play. That's funny. For whom the bell curves. Have not been able to catch you live, but I did catch that roast. You killed it. Okay, the break is almost over. Back to the trenches. Much love. Bad Medicine Bear. Love it, buddy. Welcome, Viking Bear. Yeah, you don't have to pay to get verified, FYI. It's just, there's a good chance I won't see it if it's in the normal chat. But like I said, it's not unusual to be gay these days. I hate racists, they're so annoying. Yeah, and they don't let you... Oh, did I miss the PayPal reads? I've been reading them, Coder Bear. Is there something I missed? Yeah, and it, like... Racists make it impossible to have actual conversations about race. That's the irony. You know what I'm saying? Because then you're given two options. Either it's this creepy view of the world where it's like, only my race is great, or it's like, everyone's exactly the same. Ha 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 ha. There's nothing... Everyone's the same except the whites are to be blamed for everything. It's fucking bullshit. It's making it so it's like one or the other, and it's just so dumb. Do you know Cemetery Gates from Pantera? I don't. It feels great not to be on Twitter. It does. Lefties make all conversations impossible. I despise them at this point. No scientific basis for race. First thing you learn in anthropology. Yeah, but anthropology is run by Marxists. There is... differences in populations' genetics. And you see that with medicine, when it's like what you're prescribed is affected by your race and gender, and that's just a fact. But that doesn't... The problem is supremacy, or when you start putting people in hierarchies, when it's like this race is better than this race, that's a problem. But to say that like Jews don't have a higher rate of Tay-Sachs disease and shit like that, that's a fact. I mean... Race is arbitrary in the sense that you could define it a million different ways, but to say there isn't a difference in genetics with human population is a lie. You could have, it's almost like gender in the way where you could, no, it's not, it's nothing like gender actually. I take that back. All right. I got a bunch I got to read. Show in DC area anytime soon. Have a great day, Bear. Spanish people in small towns are awesome. It's just city folks are jackasses. Go to Northwest next time. Oh, dude, I'm moving to the Northwest. Galicia Bear. Found a gift card with a random amount on it. Considered another donation toward Bearzona, not a cult. Oh, dude, want to know what I'm going to start? I'm going to start a PayPal for my brother. He doesn't understand how PayPal, or not PayPal, Patreon for my brother. He doesn't understand how any of this shit works, right? And hype, pride, hype, power. Dude, I swear to God, I think people are more easily... identified by height than race, and I'm dead serious. My brother wants to start a school called No Bell School. No Bell, like N-O space Bell, like there's no bells. And that's why I bought this land, and that's why we've been like viciously taking the trees out and drinking and burning it. Racism is so big, people, is so big because people love drama. I think it's a way to divide people. I think it's Marxist. I think calling everything racist and Marxist. Anyway, I haven't started his Patreon yet, but I'm going to start my brother a Patreon because he's an unbelievable teacher in a system that's all wacky. And he wants to start a school like way down the line where it's like just a really good school on his land. And he's doesn't have a lot of money. So I was going to, I'm going to start a private Christian elementary school. I'm definitely homeschooling my kid, and high school or college, if they want to go, it would be a Christian situation, because I don't like this public school nonsense. Yeah, I just think that could be cool to help my brother raise money, like build a road and build like yurts. He wants learning yurts, where it's like kids, you know, because his daughter was in wilderness kindergarten for. Forest kindergarten? Is that what it's called? Now they're just full-blown homeschooled, where everything's outdoors, and you just run around and learn stuff, you know. Sounds like a great idea for school. It is. So I'm going to start that for him. Public school is the devil. It is. And that's the thing. You have to do shit yourself. You can't just complain, you know. Homeschool co-ops are the wave of the future, I know. So I want to get my brother help my brother get funded, because I told him I'd give him money, but he's like, yeah, but you don't get to like decide shit. And I'm like, all right, I won't, obviously, but you don't have to be such a dick about it. Make babies, as Kyle always says. Good point. The Roosevelts put the zest in incest. They did indeed. So the new phrase is, seeking asylum is not illegal. What about the Christians being murdered in the Middle East seeking asylum? Hypocritical. Well, this is the thing, Captain Spire.
is hypocrisy does not matter to the left one bit, and the sooner you realize that, the sooner you can actually do shit to fight them. They don't care at all about being a hypocrite. One minute they'll say, make the cake, and the next minute they'll say, Twitter's a private company. They don't give a fuck one bit. Let me see. Free Tommy Robinson, of course. That goes without saying. Soy consumption and vasectomies are behind the lack of real men in America. Eat meat and bust live nuts and real women. Donnie, exactly. Exactly right. Live nuts. Obviously, someone shoots a lot of guns. Like live nuts. It's like that's such like a gun way of saying it. Like live rounds. I've not been able to catch you live, but I did catch the roast. You killed it on my... Oh, I read that one. Thank you. Do you know Cemetery Gates from... I don't know that. Play Honky Cat by Elton John. I don't know that one. I know the Blue Jean Baby one. Can I be verified as D.D. Bear? Welcome, D.D. Bear. First day of my life. That song gets me wicked emotional, but I'll play that. Did you see Crowder's confrontation vid yesterday? Of course. I'm one of his main writers. I had nothing to do with that, though, but I knew he was going into the behind enemy lines. Dude's got massive balls. Hey, Owen, long-time listener. Can I be Ethos Bear? Welcome, Ethos Bear. What a great name. Book Boom. What it do, Mr. Big Bear? Cowboy Bear here. I'm in the progress of starting a secondary school for men called Rite of Passage to teach men practical skills and be self-sufficient. That's genius. That's what I want my sons to do. Owen, don't dig heavy metal. I like some heavy metal. I like growing up, I liked Anthrax because the guy was from my town. See, I used to like in the 80s when I was like a little kid. I used to like Quiet Riot and White Snake and White Lion and shit like that. But like real heavy metal, I don't really know very much of it, to be honest with you. Did you help Crowder write the Dermster Fur skit? That skit has ruined me. I walk around at work pointing to broken equipment and shout, Dermster Fur. It's a killer skit that has burned into my brain. I did not, but it is a very good sketch. In my area, one homeschool group alone has 240 kids in it. It has just 50 families. We're serious breeders in my area. Good. Great White. Remember Great White? I remember one time I used to open for Nick Swartzen. And you know that song that's like... It's like... Little child. Oh, Tool is great, dude. I love Tool. Little child. Dry. I don't remember it really. Dry your crying eyes. How can I explain the fear you feel inside? Because you were born. He opened with that shit. I couldn't stop laughing. We're like betting, like daring each other to open with like really sad songs. This song, he went on stage. I was like, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Nick Swartzen. And this is what he came on stage to. Little child, dry your crying eyes. How can I explain the fear you feel inside? 'Cause you were born into this evil world. Man is killing man, and no one knows just why. What have we become? Just look what we have done. All that we destroy, that you must build again. When the children cry, let them know. When the children sing, then the new world begins. Like, that's what he came on stage to. It was fucking hysterical. It was so sad. Remember, I used to like Skid Row. There's just these kids just playing my yard. It's all good though. Just like those be out there, just like playing. I'm like, kids, I may be shooting things. First day of my life.
This is the first day of my life.
That's all. I'll put it at the end. Now it's kind of a bummer. Send you some sweet mother lyrics on Why Don't They Laugh 620. Let me take a look. Yeah, it's just kids in my yard. It's all good. No more my presidents, and all the wars will end. But, you know, now the dogs will just freak out. I can be such a curmudgeon. It's pretty funny. I'm just like, oh, great. Now everyone dies. Great. All right, let me see. 620. I don't think there's any way I'm going to be able to find that. That thong. Oh, here we go. Mother lyrics.
Mother, tell your children to be total gays. Tell you not to hear or learn. Where's your ween? Where's the soy? Mother, mother, can you keep them the dark from light? Can you fabricate a crazy world?
That's a little high for my voice. I'm going to do it in E minor.
Father's gonna take your rifles out tonight.
So, father's gonna take your rifles out tonight, and then not about to sit... Alright, I don't know. I gotta re-listen to that song to get that, but that's funny, though. Mother, tell your children to be total gays. Tell your children not to hear or learn. Where's your ween? Where's the soy, mother? Good job. I like that. I like that, Jay. Donnie, tell your brother I'll help Bill teach at his school. I'm a disillusioned credentialed teacher from California. You know my deal. Your bro is on the right path. It's a fact. Yes. Would you read my poem about 1984 on UNN? It's called Do You Happen This Year? Know you're extremely busy. Thanks for all you do, man. Yeah, let me take a look here. UnbearableNewsNetwork.com. Hello. Hello. I don't know how I can find this. Read article. Poem. Do you happen to know the year? Do you happen to know the year? I think it's 1984. I see Big Brother here. Acting as a mother, parenting our fear. I don't really like reading poems that much. I'm going to give it a shot, though. Acting as a mother, parenting our fear. If you're told what to think, you can't really critically or clear. Just keep swallowing these false senses of security, my dear. See, I don't know. I like it. I like that you did it. I'm just not going to read a full poem right now. Sorry. I'm not like wicked sorry. But like, because most Unbearable News Network is satire. I don't like it when it's too serious. Maybe I'm missing something. But I like when it's like a total, like, I think comedy is the best way through shit. I might be missing something though. Like vaginas are magical. Scholarly paper ignites feminist fury. Like those type of quick headlines. Like serious isn't the way to go, guys. It's just not. Trump became the dictator we warned you about. Washington D.C., the U.S. border, leftist flee burning camp amid Chick-fil-A scandal. That's funny. It's got to be funny. Funny, funny, funny. It's got to be real and funny simultaneously. Trump comes out against seppuku, so thousands of SJWs off themselves. That's the vibe. Trudeau announces next step in getting universal health care to cover entire universe. Perfect. That's what I'm talking about. Democrats protest gang rape of their donkey mascot. Perfect. Migrants are gang raping their donkey mascot. It's got to be funny. Funny is what draws people in. You don't just being lectured to is not really the move. SJW clean rooms. At Social Justice Warrior cleans rooms and cures diabetes. Love it. SJW movie reviews. Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. I got to read that one, I guess. But great job, everybody. But I just... SAS Pro Shops. That sounds hysterical. But, like, seriousness isn't really ideal for parody. Because that's one thing. Like, when we're going to do, like, Unbearable News Network, it has to be like The Onion. It's kind of like it has to have that theme. Or else people are like reading like, okay, so where's the joke? This is just like really intense. You know what I'm saying? Check out Five Finger Death Punch. Always awesome rock band that does a lot of music for the troops. They also partnered with Black Rifle Coffee. Dude, I got tons of Black Rifle Coffee. I love Black Rifle Coffee. And came out with their own flavor to support vets. Love that. Hey, Big Bear, you should check out the songs Under and Over Champagne by Five Finger Death Pat. I will. Need help with pun business name. I'm stuck. Okay, well, let's figure it out together. Let's figure it out together. Cool dudes, but gay. Because Owen refuses to answer a simple question, he is doing the Jewish version of... Oh, jeez, another one of these anti-Jewish people. Good Lord, you're fucking annoying. That's one of the best blends... What's your business? We got 1,000 hilarious people right now ready to fucking hit you with it. What are you trying to sell? Folks with Jews on the brain are lame. Yeah, I'm just not. It's just so dumb. It's almost hard to deal with at this point. Would love to play on the escort part without being yuck. I don't know what your business is. Describe the business, please, Old Bear. Escorting oversized trucks. We don't give a truck. You can always rhyme something with truck, escort. The Jew thing is okay if you're trying to be over-the-top jokey. Exactly. Window, truck off. Yeah, something with... You can rhyme truck with fuck, obviously. Truck you, what the truck. I need to know more about it, though. Rigs all the tight places. Mother truckers. Truck swallows. Old Bear, talk to us, man. All right, well, you got a bunch of people hitting you wide loads. The truck stops here. Always a happy ending. Don't give a truck. We type slow? Oh, cool. Wide loads. When people think escort, they think hookers. Escort. We can pun off that. All right, let me read a couple more super chats. The best tribe. Thank you, Big Bear. Anytime, Scott. Cubby Bearfly is Laissez-Bear. Great one. Adam Smith, Laissez-Bear. Hey, Big Bear, if you have a moment, check out Megadeth Holy War's epic metal song. All right, let me just screenshot that so I remember. Thank you, Michael. Brand new. Can I be Bearfly? Is K-Pink Bear. You rock, brother. Welcome, K-Pink Bear. Is everyone a sweet truck of mine? We're an escort service that won't give you herpes. Ha. Let's think of a clean version, too. When your truck can't find a date, we can escort. Girthy broad. My dad was a lot lizard. Trucky rapey. All right, we're going a little off book here. Yeah, clean pun. All right, so I'm trying to figure this out. U-Haul, we brought truck my life. Trucker gently. It's just tough when you're dealing with escort and truck. It's tough to make it clean. Wide load. We escort your mobile home so intimately it gets herpes. That's funny. Truck me. Truck it. Best trucks. Escort. Truck. Trucker treat. Plus size. Yeah, not oversized. Plus size. That's funny. We don't wide shame. That's funny. Wide load escorts. Trucker Carlson. I still think... Smooth trucking, size matters trucking, truck Norris, fat bottom truckers, truck of the Irish. Ooh, we can make it luck. We can make it luck. Truck of the Irish. I don't know if you're Irish. Truck me home tonight. Pink Floyd parody, honey, bear version of money. Honey, it tastes good. I get stung when I get honey from my woods. Salmon, hard to catch. But I love a salmon run. I get a real good batch. You got caviar, which pisses me off, cause that could have been a lot of more salmon for my meatloaf, my pilaf. Trucks of the night. Every trucker is looking for a good escort. She ain't wide, she's just thick. That's a good one. All right. Truck tails. Yeah. Truck tails. Woo. Truck Force One. I think we got you a bunch. The escorts for getting trucky. Wake up, America. I want to make you a commercial. That'd be pretty funny. Oh, dude, Old Bear's happy. Y'all are amazing. Yeah, dude, you just got 1,000 people to just start writing for you. That's just incredible to me personally. It's just seeing the creative power of the bears, where it's like you get a theme and you just set them loose. Money, get back. I'm all right, Jack. Keep your hands off my stack. You've got caviar, four-star daydream. Think of buy me a football. All right, some Jordan. Big Bear, here's some honey for you on the piano. Please play Elton John's Tiny Dancer or Blue Jean Baby song. Yeah, isn't that the song it goes? What should we make this about, though? Like, freeze. Thumpy Bear. Most of the bears are Christians or at least recognize God and values, so when we see Satanism in celebrity culture, do we take a stand against it or just mind our own business, love God, and not bother others with the enemy? Over 90% of conspiracy theories I dodge. It's amazing how you'll still consider a conspiracy theorist if you engage at all. When something happens that does make sense, like the Anthony Bourdain death being instantly reported a suicide by the leftist media just hours after his death, I look into it. Alex Jones is over the target, but he's too quick to judge, although he's right about Soros. Anyway, I'm not going to discuss conspiracy and super chat, but I'm very thorough, and I looked into Bourdain deeply and was surprised at what I found with his girlfriend. I encourage anyone interested to take 5 minutes and scroll through her Instagram. Yeah, dude, Sabo got me into that. He was like, dude, check out this woman's Instagram. She has 3,500 posts with 430,000 subscribers, so it's not conspiratorial. She's an A-list celebrity with thousands of posts in her public domain. She's a Satanist and an outspoken witch who's deep into the occult. Aleister Crowley, child grooming, and other disturbing ritualistic signaling and symbolism common with the high levels of the music industry in Hollywood. Does it mean she killed him? No, but look at her Instagram. It's way dark, portraying satanic blood sacrifices and Illuminati sex virtue signaling with her own kid. Then Bourdain winds up mysteriously dead. Maybe Bourdain got himself in the situation by keeping bad company, but just know whoever did this wants a suicide message sent out, which is the message Big Bear protested against. Media says it's time to celebrate and show honor and respect to suicided celebrities. We say there's no honor in suicide, especially there's no honor in murder. And when there's red flags everywhere and great incentive, at what point do we at least say, fuck you, fuck your satanic rituals, we're on to you, without being a conspiracy theorist? I think that's, wow, what an incredible thing to write, man. That's right on. I think that I got so much heat because, I rejected suicide as honorable. I think that there's going to come a time when people will be suicided and everyone's supposed to be like, oh, he's finally free. It's really, really fucked up. Oh, that was PayPal. You can write longer. I don't always read them, though, because sometimes they're really long. But I know freeze, so I read it. Hold me closer, Tony Danza. All right, I think I'm going to go. It's been almost 2 hours. And I've been trying to keep them a little tighter because I think more people watch them if they're not like 9 hours long, and I'm all about spreading the fucking vibe. When you're scoping, finally free to burn in hell. I mean, where do they think they're going? I know. It's really weird. Is Iceman cracking jokes? Board danger zone. No. Too soon? No, of course not. Let's check out Board danger zone. Zone. Revving up your engine. Listen to her howl and roar. So, let's write this together. Metal under tension, begging you to touch and go. Highway to a highway to the danger zone. All right, so what should we make this about? Obviously, board danger zone. What should the lyrics be? I'm just going to start writing these down right now. We'll close with the song that we all write together, because that's what we do. We write together because we're a cult. Can you please give a shout out to my girl Throatzilla? Is that real? All right, highway to the board danger zone. Getting suicided by the Clintons. Bathrobe to the board danger zone. Bathrobe, France. Falling to nihilism is a theme, sure. Nihilism. Rope is under tension. Drinking wine and crazy food you don't know. Drinking lots of wine. Eating food that tastes real gross. Critical of Clintons. Dating satanic hoes. We take up. Many Suzer. Stretch to the limit. Your neck has nowhere else to go. Stretching to the limit. What else we got? Starting up the stove to get high on the gas before you pass. Owen even types on beat. His keyboard sounds like a drum set. It's hilarious. Bourdain. I was warned about being a whistleblower. Being fat and ugly. Don't master. For God's sake, someone answer. Don't master. So he will shut up. I don't know what he's asking. We're fucking writing right now. Malaria pills. Malaria pills. And Xanax. And Xanax for the Delta flights. Drinking Bordeaux really sapped your soul. Sylvia Plath. I knew too much about the Clintons. It's already added 4 dislikes. Too big for a shadow ban. Oh yeah, too big for a shadow ban. Your girl is with your best friend and there's nowhere else to go. Highway to the Clinton zone. I usually enjoy your stuff, but this is beyond the pale. No one that enjoys my stuff would ever say beyond the pale. You're a troll, Hillary Rodham Clinton. We shout out a happy birthday to Mrs. Based. Happy birthday, Mrs. Based. You guys are the best. Seen some shit on my way home. Listen to the whistle blow. Connect Bourdain to Chef from South Park, beyond the pale. I can't believe you haven't any power. Look out, we're heading to the board danger zone. Going to parts unknown. All right, let's write this one. All right. Drinking lots of wine. Eating food that tastes real gross. Critical of Clintons. Dating a satanic hoe. Highway to the board danger zone. From parts unknown to the board danger zone, yeah. Board danger zone. Stretching to the limit. Neck is feeling tight tonight. Listen. Bourdain was an archer. No reservations. Malaria pills. Xanax for that Delta flight. You're going. All right, so this is what I got so far. Let's see here. And then I'm going to call it at night. So it goes. So, revving up your engines. Listen to our howling roar. All right, so it goes. This is what we got so far. It goes, drinking lots of wine, eating food that tastes real gross. Critical of Clintons, dating a satanic hoe. Highway to the board danger zone. We're going parts unknown to the board danger zone, yeah, yeah. Stretching to the limit, neck is feeling tight tonight. Malaria pills, Xanax for your Delta flight. You're going highway to the board danger zone. Take the out, which the? Highway to board danger, not the board danger zone? Got it. So, we're going highway to danger zone. We're going high from parts unknown to ball danger zone, yeah. Stretching to the limit, neck is feeling tight tonight. Malaria pills, Xanax from that Delta flight. We're going highway to next part. It goes, they say howler, they will never say, they will never say hello to you until you get the red pill overload. You'll never know
what to do until you get until you get as high as you can go. Out on the edge is always where I burn. I want, I burn and be tweeting after wine, talking about Weinstein. It's going highway to bold danger zone.
That's wicked funny, obviously. I mean, that's like that's surprisingly funny. All right, let me just finish off these super chats, and I gotta go. Do you see the vid I sent the Bearphone? I did not. Bearphone is just so full right now. It's like, I don't know. It felt like a great idea, but I don't know about the Bearphone these days. It's just like, hold me closer. Watching Robin Williams' movie Good Dad. Now, anytime I see someone suicided by hanging, can't help but wonder if it was a cover-up of Kink. Or Clinton's. Rock on. Do the theme from Caddyshack. Don't know it, but thank you, Raymond. They cut the power to Bourdain your off-stream. They cut the power to Bourdain your off-stream. I don't know. Hit the like button. Hit the like button, guys. And that's it. That's it for me. And check out, go to unsavoryagents.com to check out my boy Sabo's street art. You can download your own Nazi posters and feel free to just put them up in your town to let people know what exactly they are advocating, because it's horrifying. You can go to unbearableshop.com or unbearableshop.com to get sweet t-shirts from yours truly, run by Brandon, and patreon.com/WDTL or hugepianist.com/subscribe if you want to subscribe to the stream. I'll post a link. I'm going to set up a Patreon for my brother's school. It's called Nobel School, Nobel. N-O-B-E-L-L. If any of you guys are interested in supporting that, I just want to help him out. He doesn't understand the internet at all, but he's probably one of the funniest, smartest human beings I know. All right, much love, everybody. And don't let yourself get in the Bourdain danger zone.